little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. Hey, all right, Shaw Games Podcast 116. Our favorite podcast of the year. Well, one of two. Reason why? You can tell why Wayne's laughing. I'm giggling like a girl right now. I feel like I'm going to like a boy band concert.
One more day of work, and then it's...
Screw you, I got a day and a half. I got until Wednesday to get the hell out of here. So, we were talking about earlier, maybe about a minute ago. It's our pre-Comic-Con, our pre-San Diego Comic-Con International podcast. It's one of the biggest ones this year. It's pretty much the cons of all cons. Well, mm-hmm. not Comic Cons of all Comic Cons. I'm not gonna say we're gonna con anybody, but this year has been very good. A lot of buys, a lot of passes been sold, but the thing is, none of it was returned. No returns at all for the people that was trying to wait for people returning their.
Listen to the radio stations and TV stations and try to win tickets.
Yes.
That's your best bet.
Don't go to eBay. Don't go to Craigslist because those guys are just going to rip you off.
No, there's too many fake tickets out there. You don't want
to. Way too many. Yeah. Everyone's buying into hype. Everybody wants to get in. And it's not worth what I've been seeing, about $750 for a 40 pass. It's stupid. Guys, don't. Please don't. You could always try to get next year. But if you're here in San Diego, you guys don't have no pass, there's a whole lot more things to do outside of the convention center itself.
Oh yeah.
There's gonna be like outside movies, like
so a couple things I know of just off right. the top of my head. You've got the Borderlands laser tag.
Yep.
You got Nerd HQ.
Oh, Nerd HQ at the at Petco at across the street from Petco Park. There's also gonna be a Nintendo over there too as well.
Nintendo's over at the Marriott.
Yeah.
Microsoft is going to be at
the Hyatt. Is it
the Hyatt? I believe, but I think you need a pass to get into that.
Yes,
one.
But I believe the one for Nintendo is you don't.
I don't think so, but we don't know for sure yet.
Yeah, don't quote us on that. So we just
you can try. There's going to be a Godzilla exhibit outside.
All right.
there will be an Assassin's Creed obstacle course
by Ubisoft because they Hopefully, Devin Supertramp. If you guys haven't heard him yet, go ahead and look him up. YouTube. He did Assassin's Creed Black Flag parkour video last year at downtown. If you guys haven't seen it, look it up.
Yeah, this is a pretty epic obstacle course from what I've understand. There's going to be
of course the Walking Dead Escape at Petco Park. There's also going to be the zombie walk, I believe, Friday night or Saturday night.
Yep.
You guys got, don't need a pass for that.
You've got Inside the Mind of Homer Simpson.
Yes, I am definitely going to that one.
So we'll see what that's all about.
I'm a huge Simpsons fan, so you guys can't tell.
Fun. There was like 15 different things they listed on the site at one point.
Yeah, that's the one I posted on Facebook.
Yeah. There's so many things going on downtown that it is mind-blowing this year.
It is ridiculous.
There was something going on at the Bates Motel, too.
The bag guy did last year.
Yeah.
All right.
There's going to be some food trucks out there to serve you some bugs.
Typical. No, there's some good food.
No, but then there's going to be some actually serving bugs.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so if you want to try some different kind of cuisine there, go for it.
Go ahead, Wayne. I'll give you $5 if you try cricket.
No. it's just not my style. I couldn't get away with it.
It's good in protein, man.
Oh, I know it is. I mean, I don't doubt that. I mean, I know for a fact that bugs are good in protein, but I'm just not the bug-eating type.
Yeah.
Amazon's going to have a truck out there promoting quite a bit of stuff, giveaways.
Especially...
They have their exclusive...
New Egg as well.
They usually have something going on. I haven't heard exactly what, but they usually are out there.
They do.
Amazon's got their... You know, they got the Amazon locker service?
Yeah.
Well, at Comic-Con, it's going to be the Transformer locker.
What? I didn't hear about this.
So, from what I understand, we go to Amazon's booth or their truck. Whether I don't know if it's the truck or it's the booth inside or what it is, but you get basically a chance to go back and win something at the Transformer locker. And inside that locker, there may be some kind of cool prizes. It may be, little stuff. Who knows? But... It's interesting. We're gonna have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles zone out there, kind of like they did for.
I saw, yeah.
Kind of like they did for Mad Max last year. Whatever happened with that movie? It's still in production, I think.
Mad Max, yeah.
Yeah. There's just so much going on. It's just crazy. But that's out, as far as outside. We'll get into some of the stuff going on inside in a little bit here. I think Fidel can tell us what he's played last week.
What's that?
What have you played last week? This last week here.
Oh, well, for the game-wise, I've been playing a lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest. Typical. I've been going back to, you know, brushing up on some of my old games on my Galaxy Note 3, which is Stupid Zombies 1 and 2, which is a fun game, shooter game. You know, just kill all the zombies, no people rushing you down and whatnot. And also, I've been playing several games too as well. It's called Guess the Emoji.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's a fun game. You have to guess the emoji. You know, they're basically like pop culture, all that kind of stuff and whatnot. And I'm also playing Guess the 90s. It's kind of like the emoji. So it shows you a picture of anything in the 90s, and you have to guess what it is.
Huh.
Remember this one right here? It's like a plate of...
Oh, yeah.
It's a peanut full of Play-Doh, but I just don't know the name of it, though.
I don't know either.
Yeah, it's a fun game. Both are free, and it's pretty cool, too. There's also another one called... Guess the Millennium, which is the 2000s.
Uh-huh.
It tells you, you know, what boy band this, what this and that, what yeah. kind of toys. And the same thing, the reason why I like the 90s, it's there's a lot of it on toys. One of them was yeah. Was a Starscream.
Nice.
it's been pretty cool. I like it so far. I would highly recommend it to anybody that's bored or doesn't know what to play, especially nowadays.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, let's see. Other than that, I'm playing Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3 and also Ultimate Street Fighter 4.
Nice.
Still trying to do some more techs here and there, nothing too much, but right now I'm just focusing on Comic-Con, which is preview night for us for Wednesday, which I might not go, but I'm still going to pick up my badge, but I'm still going to be there. I'd rather save the hype.
There's going to be a lot going on outside the conventions, even starting Wednesday. Amazon will be there Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows what's going to happen. There's going to be some crazy stuff going on.
There's going to be some stupid stuff going on. What's it going to be like?
There's a game you need to check out on Android now. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. It's called Ministry of Silly Walks. I think it's
Fidel grabs his phone for a stupid game.
Unfortunately, I think it does charge you, but it is a John Cleese game.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Ministry of Stupid Walk?
Ministry of Silly Walks. It's based off Monty Python's Ministry of Silly Walks. It actually uses his voice in the game. I haven't had a chance to download it and try it out yet, but we'll see if he wants to take a look at that. As far as games that I've actually played, though...
Huh. $1.75.
Yeah. What I have actually played around, I guess, this last week would be mostly... I think I jumped back into Transformers a little bit to get a little more screenplay for... the Grimlock gameplay for you guys, but mostly it's been things like Word with Friends on my phone, as I have no time with work. yeah, things like that. Transformers Battle, you know, Transformers Legends, Legacy, Doctor Who Legacy, which is getting really interesting because they're making some cooler updates to the game. G.I. Joe Battlegrounds. Which I'm getting more into that one than I am Transformers right now, because the Transformers game for Transformers Legends, it's becoming more and more of a money grab. It's getting harder and harder to actually find and get good cards without paying money. So I'm kind of not putting as much effort into that game right now, focusing more on G.I. Joe Battlegrounds, because I can actually play it without shoving money down their throats and still do well, or decent. So that's really all I've had a chance to play this week.
We're just focused on Comic-Con, period.
We're focused on Comic-Con. We're trying to get stuff, you know, taken care of at work, so we're not being bothered by people and so forth.
By idiots.
Yes.
Sounds like me. Anywho, so getting to this week's news, let's see what we got here for our first article here, Wayne.
How about the Xbox One August update?
Oh, any word on that? What kind of, looks like more software updates?
So what's going to happen here is we're going to get, let's see, what was it? So in addition to the home screen, now you'll be able to scroll right to see how many friends you have online. what they're doing, what games popular among friends, and so forth. You know, as well as gamer score from achievements within the last 30 days. You get an extended preview, according to an Xbox engineer. Let's see, what is that going to be here? I just read it and I'm going, duh.
That's us right now, folks. Sorry about that.
Yeah. It's also pretty hot out there.
It's warm. I can't see hot right now.
Yeah, it's cooling down now, but it was hot earlier. Let's see, the other updates here, we've got Facebook-style options giving you activity feeds, so you can be able to get a condensed column, highlight items, you'll be able to like it, comment on it. In the case of recorded game clips, you'll be able to share these videos in your activity feed or send them in a direct message to other Xbox Live users.
Ah.
Also, Xbox Live profiles will be updated with activity feeds showcasing what the person has been up to.
So pretty much it's more of a lot more multimedia updates than for...
Social media, yeah.
Social media, my bad.
You'll be able to make purchases from Xbox.com and the Smart Glass app.
Nice!
That's welcome features there.
Most definitely.
Yeah. You'll have to make sure you have this stuff set up to automatically download and so forth on the console, but that is an option for you now with this new one. Other additions include low battery notification when your controller needs to be charged. Ah, nice. Support for...
Wayne just giggled like a little girl if you guys didn't notice that.
You know,
if you want to go ahead and just rewind it like 10 minutes, like about 11 minutes and 30 seconds or about 11 minutes and 20 seconds in.
You know, I have the playing charge kit, right? And every once in a while I'll be playing a game and all of a sudden,
It dies out on you, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, it's got really good battery life, but, it happens. You know, you're not paying attention to it while you're playing, and eventually it does die on you.
It just goes, done.
Right as that boss kills me, no! we're getting support for 3D Blu-ray.
Awesome.
Which is very good. An option for disabling notifications when watching video. Welcome.
Took them long enough.
Indication of when friends were last online, what they were doing.
All that stuff.
Uh-huh. So yes. We're, these are things that are being submitted by people on the Xbox feedback on the Xbox website. So definitely, make sure you're talking to Microsoft. If you see something you want, let them know. They're looking at everybody's ideas.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
We'll see how that one goes when we all download it.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the upcoming game Destiny, pre-order bonuses pretty much coming out. The Vanguard Armory Pack includes a number of new weapons and items that pre-orders will only get. So this is pretty cool. So
we get a scout rifle called the Singularity S.3,
a sniper rifle called the 13098V Incognito. The hell, whatever.
Rocket launcher Harbinger.
Yeah, we also got the auto rifle, the Cardi Blanchet S1.
And a shotgun called the SG Shattercast. Or Scattercast.
Shattercast. The other one is a fusion rifle called the SK5 Type Null. That's nice. That's a pretty cool name, Type Null.
Hand cannon. Percadillo. Grace.
Percadillo's Grace. Okay.
Okay.
A machine gun called
BTRD.
BTRD 345.
Pulse rifle. That's the Trifecta S.2.
Oh, so it's... auto rifle. That's okay. So like the auto rifles. Okay.
And several white helmets. One is the Stratus, the Chroma.
And the Agima?
Yeah. Agima. Whatever.
Agima. Agma.
That's all in addition to the upgraded Sparrow available to those who pre-order at GameStop.
Yes. Did you beta test this?
It's not available for Xbox One at this point, so we're...
I think a friend of mine is on his PlayStation 4 right now.
Yeah, apparently they're going to be giving us access on the 23rd, but we'll see how that works. I don't know if I'll get in or not. Anyways.
Yeah. So? He was kind of jealous of me being in the Titanfall beta. He's like, I'm going to get you back. Like, yeah, so yeah, he did kept his word. Asshole. Alright, so what do we got here today?
How about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game coming to Xbox with Kinect?
What?
And it's free.
Yo! For all the people that want to use weapon-wise, like the Sai, the Samurai Sword, the Bow Staff, and the Nunchucks, hey, why not, right?
So it's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Training Lair. It's coming soon, actually. It's going to be designed especially for Kinect. It's not connected to Activision. This is something Paramount, and then we're working on getting out for free, so... basically, it's going to use, actually, film assets, so you actually have things from the film. But fans can step into the Ninja Turtles training lair and train to become a ninja.
So, pretty much you get overweight gamers becoming black belts in, a couple of years?
Maybe.
This is pretty cool.
So, it's more of a marketing campaign. It's going to be available on the 22nd. So, tomorrow?
Yes, that's true. Tomorrow.
So, by the time you listen to this, maybe? So, other than that, there's also going to be the 3DS game coming out later in the summer. There's probably going to be other console games coming out that are a little bit different. This is going to be its own separate game. There's some video screenshots here that makes you really want to laugh. So be sure to post your videos of you guys playing on up to YouTube so you can have a good laugh with that. Yeah.
Not bad.
It's very interesting. It's going to be something worth trying out, but it's probably not going to be one of those games you're going to keep coming back to a lot. You know, it's designed as a quick, fun little game. You know, probably going to be really fun for kids until they break their TV.
Like what happened on the on the first...
first Wii?
Yeah. Stuff's getting hard. So here's another breaking news. Crytek's lead graphics engineer leaves the company to work on Doom. So pretty much he left Crytek. He's a head honcho for the engineer and goes on to the Doom 4. Wow. Talk about a blow to Crytek's graphics engineer area. Looks like Doom 4 got a whole lot bigger and more badder, in my opinion.
So if this guy's working on it, he's got some experience.
He has especially working with Crytek, he better have good experience.
So this was Tiago Sousa. He has done... Let's see. He's been with Crytek for more than a decade, working as a graphics programmer and engineer on the company's proprietary CryEngine and games like Far Cry, Crysis, Rise, Son of Rome, and undisclosed multi-platform projects. So this guy's got some serious skill. So
we'll see how that goes. So I have another late breaking news for you guys. It just came out maybe yesterday. This is about esports. And you know how we were talking about, you know, them getting paid, you know, especially for tournaments and whatnot. Well, by far this is the biggest payout I've ever read from a tournament. It's on a Dota 2 tournament, and the champions of this game will be paid more, way more than Super Bowl or World Series winners. This is crazy. Dota is going to take place this weekend. So if you guys are not going to Comic-Con, just want to watch the Dota 2 tournament, feel free. Because the combined prize pool funded by the sale of the virtual program to fans is a little under $11 million.
Wow.
$10.8 million awarded to 14 teams comprising 5 players each. The winning team at the International 2014 tournament will get $5,008,128. With 5 players to a side, that will be a total of around... I think it's like a little over $1 million per player. That's pretty...
That is
crazy.
Just nuts.
Get this, though. The U.S. Open champion, pretty much like the British or the U.S. Open, the winner of that divides $9.2 million among 156 entrants. So pretty much the winner of the British Open, McIlroy of Northern Ireland, is the leader by 6 strokes, and he's only going to claim, $1.1 million for himself.
Wow.
It's not bad. You know, this is a really great step up for the esports community. And you remember how back in the day, you know, our parents, you know, sees us playing a lot of video games and tells us, you know, hey, you know, you guys ain't get paid this much. I mean, come on. A little over $1 million?
I know, right?
That's crazy.
That is nuts. Well, other than that, we just got some news and some other stuff going on in downtown as well. Hitfix and Lucasfilm is going to have a Comic-Con kickoff party on Wednesday. You have to RSVP to get in, but, you know, it's going to be sponsored by the Star Wars Rebels.
Yes. I'm also going to hang out with the 501st Legion, because I know a lot of people over there.
So there's also going to be some free transportation that was just announced. CBS is offering free rides around the gas lamp and surrounding areas in domed pedicabs to sponsor or to promote Under the Dome. So that'll be interesting. Mm.
Okay, so if you guys want to see what was going on last weekend, last Friday.
Whoa.
Hold on. For all you cosplayers out there, I want you guys to find a page on Facebook called WE All Mad Photography. They're based off of a San Diego, eastern part of San Diego, and they did a photo shoot last Friday, like around 3-4 in the afternoon in downtown San Diego. I believe they've been doing this for about 2 years now, the week before con, and they actually do have some pretty badass pictures out there. Again, these guys are called We're All Mad Photography, WE-RE, All Mad Photography. And they have their pictures up on their site, and it's looked really awesome. So I want to give you guys a heads up over there. There's some good cosplayers of Storm, Cyclops. Wow, look at this.
Wow.
That's really good. Guys, go ahead and look them up and... you know, like their page, please. So what do you got there, Wayne?
So this just came in. Pizza Hut is actually working to do a special attraction for us at Comic-Con. You remember when you were a kid and we had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys?
Yes.
Remember the pizza thrower?
Yes. You kidding me?
Life-size, 2-ton, real working pizza thrower.
Dude, that one's up the walking robot from last year, remember?
Yeah. It's going to be 12 foot tall, 16 feet long.
Good God.
Let's see, it's 2 tons. It took 7 weeks to build, and it does, in fact, fire pizzas up to 30 feet. Wow.
So are they going to actually launch pizzas off of that thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, buddy.
So let's see how this. So see how this works here. The pizza thrower will be open to the public to try throughout the convention. The thrower will fire Fox Cheesy Bites pizzas at Ninja Turtles enemies, and participants will receive free slices of the popular Pizza Hut pizza. And that starts Wednesday, actually, at 5 p.m.
Oh, that's a good reason to actually go to. Well.
Wow.
So look, here's another one.
A bunch of.
Hold on. Here's another one for all the 21 and above's. A 12-hour pub crawl. Crawls all they're going to be able to do. A superhero pub crawl. So for all you 21 and up that wants to drink responsibly, tickets are $10. All right.
All right. So let's focus now on inside the con. We know there's going to be a lot of exclusives, and Fidel and I were looking at
exclusive. What one exclusive are you looking? Are you really want to see or want to get if you had the chance?
If I had the chance, I'd be at Hasbro real quickly getting the Dinobot set. That looks really sweet to me. The classic Dinobot.
The original Dinobots.
Color scheme with the newer toy designs.
Okay.
So plus you've got, I think it's got the Ark in there and everything else. It's a really nice setup, actually.
Actually, for me, a couple of years ago, I actually did buy, for myself and for my cousin, the Power Rangers Green Ranger Power Coin.
Nice.
Gold plated. Now this year, if you guys haven't seen, it's the Green Ranger Dagger, gold plated. That's going to be exclusive for $150, which I'm going to get for him and myself.
I'm actually a little bit disappointed.
Why?
Well, Wednesday is the final issue of the Windblade series for Transformers Windblade.
Uh-huh.
Right? The final of the 4-issue series. I'm sure she's going to be back in the future comics somewhere else too, right? But the miniseries ends. Hasbro has not yet released a toy for that, right? However, Marjorie Scott is actually going to be on hand at Comic-Con, not only for the panel, but she's going to be down there signing autographs at one point.
Really?
So I was hoping by chance I'd be able to go get myself the figure at Toys R Us, mm-hmm. take it with me down there and have her sign the figure. I did that with one of the designers a couple years back with a Darth Vader. and one of the toy designers.
And how'd that go?
Pretty sweet. Of course, I also had Larry Hama sign one of my G.I. Joe t-shirts once, too. So, you know, pretty cool stuff. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen. But maybe I'll get lucky and get a autograph on some of the comics. Yeah. That'll be kind of cool, too. IDW's been doing great on the Transformers, and I'm really happy to see where things are going there.
Yeah, IDW said great stuff.
So Marvel's given us a list of different things that they have going on for exclusives.
Yes. There's actually a few I want to shelf out. Pretty cool. One of them is Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Hail Hydra t-shirt. So it's a black t-shirt with the Hydra symbol on front of it, all in red. On the top of the skull, it says Hail Hydra.
Yeah.
Just to piss people off.
You got the Walk in the Level 7 t-shirt. You got definitely. The Alien Language t-shirt. Glow in the Dark.
And also for the new the Guardians of the Galaxy movie that's coming out, you got Star-Lord hoodie. Also, you got Rocket Raccoon. And also, you got...
You've got a Winter Soldier.
Captain America. Limited edition.
You got Age of Ultron t-shirts.
I want to get that!
You've got the Lady Thor t-shirt.
Wait, what? Where?
That was on the other pager. You got Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, there's all kinds
of... Lady Thor.
I saw it on here somewhere. Thor Lady's shirt here. Looks like
That's the new female Thor that we just announced last week.
The Scarlet Witch Lady t-shirt. You got the Rocket Raccoon plush that we talked about last week. A lot of different tumblers,
you also got,
mugs.
Marvel's Age of Ultron lanyard for $8, which is pretty dope.
The Rocket Raccoon variant cover, Original Sin variant cover for comics, a Spider-Verse poster, which is actually looking pretty sweet. It's kind of hard to see here, but it's got all the different spiders based on the spider logo in a web. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff.
Oh, you also
Marvel.
Got a Marvel Axis AXIS poster from the Axis comic books.
Yep, a lot of lanyards. I mean, all kinds of cool stuff. I mean, if you're willing to spend some money. Marvel's got something for you. That's just plain and simple, period, right there. But what about we're looking forward inside the con? So Wednesday night, if I don't get into a line with Hasbro and get some cool stuff, I'm going to be heading up to a sneak peek pilot screenings panel at 6 o'clock.
For The Flash?
It's going to have The Flash,
Constantine, yeah, buddy,
iZombie, and Teen Titans Go, which I don't really care about that one because it's kind of stupid.
What else do you have on your
so getting on
there?
To Thursday.
I'm surprised you're not going to the Hasbro panel.
Oh yeah, I'll be at all the Hasbro panels.
I didn't see you have a check mark right next to it.
I should have it. Where's my stuff
go
at?
Go up, not down, twit bag.
I had everything check marked here, now it's apparently not, so.
Yeah. it's crashing.
Yeah.
That's why you have the Comic-Con app.
Oh, no, this is for the Hasbro ticket line, that's why.
Oh, that's why. Okay, that's
yeah.
why.
That's something I might try to get into if I can, but it's like usually you got to be there at like 4 in the morning.
You and I don't want to do.
To get tickets so you can go buy stuff at Hasbro later in the day.
So if you guys haven't done so and you guys are going to Comic-Con, please download the Comic-Con app.
Yeah. So let's see, what was next on the list here? So unfortunately, the list doesn't really make it easy to browse through real quick. If I can find the next one here. Da 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 da. There you go. Cause there was a lot of stuff I was looking at, and now I can't find any of it. It's Comic Con week. Everything goes in work. There you go. The Transformers panel with Hasbro.
Typical.
Yeah, obviously.
I wouldn't guess it, you know, otherwise.
30 years of Transformers. We're gonna get to see stuff that's never been seen before. They're probably going to talk about the toys, the new cartoon series that they're working on. Who knows what's going to happen. It's going to be crazy. Maybe we'll get lucky and we'll have some of the veterans there, like Peter Cullen might show up again. That was crazy when he did a few years back.
Yeah, he hasn't done that in a while, didn't he?
He doesn't show up too often just because
rarely.
It's, you know, a little crazy, but... yeah, there's going to be stuff. Halo Nightfall, first look. If I can get into that, I'm going to be there. It'd be really nice to see how that's coming around.
What else do you have on there that's more intriguing?
We're getting there.
You can't even narrow it down to like different places? Jesus, man.
I had it at one point, but I don't know how they changed formatting or something.
Wayne, you... Never mind.
Marvel House Ideas is going to have something go on Thursday at 1, which is going to have a lot of different stuff about...
It just updated.
Nice.
Again, download it, guys. Comic-Con app, you guys are going. It's going to help out a lot.
I got a new app this year. Actually, you can also go online and do your schedule and actually port it over to your favorite calendar, whether it be on Windows Phone or Android or iOS.
Right here. Come play the Xbox Lounge. There's also the Eisner Comic Industry Award. Mm-hmm. Will Eisner. Cool.
Yeah. I do know there's going to be the Robotech panel. I'm going to definitely get into that one again. Those guys are a blast to talk to and hang out with.
Whoa, look at this. Guys, HBO presents the 2014 Comic-Con International Masquerade Ball.
Yep.
HBO.
HBO.
Holy crap, really?
And we're not going to make it.
Says who?
Yeah.
You're not going to make it. I might. I did the Dome FX. Homer Simpson's Dome, which is pretty dope.
That's right. Paramount Pictures. 3 o'clock on Thursday. They're going to be going through their stuff. That's Hall H. So I probably won't make it in there, but if I can, I'll be there. You might get lucky sometimes. And what else? IDW is Artist Editions. That's going to be a separate panel from the rest of their stuff. Yep. Those are the high-end hardcover books that have incredible artwork from artists from all over the genre of comics. You know, old stuff, new stuff.
Yeah.
You know. And they put out some crazy stuff. It's really nice stuff.
Look at that. Even they have all the exclusives on the phone itself. Or on the app itself.
They've actually been known to give away some stuff at some of the panels that's like you can't get anywhere else. Like original art and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
So pretty much that's what, you know, we're leaning towards right now. I mean, there's a lot more stuff going on, especially for Wayne's. And for myself, too, as well. Any one more stuff that you... Jesus H, man. That's a lot of scrolling down.
I know, right? I wish I could get the abbreviated version again, but apparently it didn't work.
So, yeah. Anything else you want to add on here, Wayne, before we...
I don't know. Do you want to just kill it now? Ooh, Robotech.
Robotech. Okay, guys. So, this is pretty much our...
Dungeons and Dragons.
Our pre-Comic-Con. Oh, it's so warm in here. Our pre-Comic-Con.
Star Blazers, $21.99 is back.
Shut up. All right. Yeah, I know.
But oh, Cartoon Network. You got to go to their booth. They will give you a code. You text message to them. Then they send you instructions on where to go next. If you get through the final thing, you can win some cool prizes.
You going to do that, Wayne?
I don't know, maybe.
Loser. All right. So, again, this is our pre-Comic-Con podcast.
Ooh.
Shut up.
Freddy what? Versus Jason versus Michael. Inside the Minds are Freddy Krueger, Jason
Voorhees, and Michael Myers.
Ooh.
Shut up. Alright, so it's the second time you interrupt me. I don't like people like that. Alright, so again, this is our pre-Comic-Con podcast. There's going to be a lot of stuff to do. I'll be taking a lot of pictures as well. Same way as Wayne. Hopefully he gets a nice... He's using his nice DSLR, not just stupid-ass point-shoot.
I'm planning on taking a DSLR, maybe
not... Just one. You don't need, like, 10 of them.
I'm not planning on taking the top-end one, because it's so crowded in there. I don't like getting my camera smushed.
Well, that's why you hold it on your side.
Oh, I know.
You're an idiot.
Well, that's why I have the other one, so...
Oof, my camera costs more than yours.
Of course, I got mine on clearance.
Yeah.
Ah.
A 70. Anywho, again, check back
Not that one.
Check back on our Facebook page. Check... For constant updates, see what's going on, especially during Comic-Con, which Wayne and I are going to be posting a lot. If you guys don't know where things are, we're going to tell you, you know, where's a good place to go, where's a good place to eat, where's a good place to hang out. And if you guys want to chill with us, we'll let you know where we are. So, yeah. Again, check our website to see what's going on over there. We'll have some more stuff up and running. And so, anything else you want to add, Wayne?
Comic-Con!
Oh, yes! Oh my god. Oh yeah, I actually want to give you guys a heads up. If you guys haven't done so, it's already closed for the Comic-Con t-shirt. I pre-ordered the Batman 75th anniversary t-shirt.
Nice.
So that was a must in my list, because I have to get at least one t-shirt from Comic-Con every year. Don't know why, but I do. Alright, so yeah, this is 2shotsofgeek.com, and we're here to be in the future 8 bits at a time. Con season, baby. Let's go.
See what I did there? See what I did there?